everyone out there. This is
Friends. Good afternoon, actually.
Oh, afternoon,
good
morning.
Afternoon.
Fine. Semantics.
If you had a fun Friday.
This is Francisco Calderon, a.k.a. Cuddles the Sociopath, coming to you live downtown Los Angeles, Skid Row Studio. Remember, you guys can call in at 1-800-893-9562. I'm joined here today by my co-host, Frank Bennington.
A.k.a. Porsche Spice.
Porsche Spice. I'm also here with Miss Anastasia Washington.
A.k.a. Scary Spice.
And I'm here with Miss Rachel Frumkin.
A.k.a. Sporty Spice.
And additionally, we're joined here today live in studio by our two guests. We have Miss Kirby Howell Baptiste and Mr. Jonathan Marks.
Thanks for having us, guys.
So Kirby actually has an accent, like legitimately.
Yeah. A.k.a. real spice.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mine is completely, totally real. I don't know what you're saying.
Our accents are completely legitimate. You don't understand.
You guys are going to have a lot of complaints.
Fine, I'll go back to my Valley Girl accent.
Fine, we'll return to our Callies.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's no word for complaint in British.
So today we are going to be discussing one of my favorite subjects. I'm going to lead you all into a journey through Nostalgiatopia.
Ooh, it sounds like a lovely place.
It is a lovely place, but unfortunately it's also a place where most of our fantasies, childhood, will be violated. So.
Oh, bummer.
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high.
I met him once and he was such a douche.
No, it's a shame. Don't ruin my fantasy.
It was a shame.
Kunta Kinte is a nice guy.
He was a very nice guy.
I'm just saying, I met him, some fan recognized him from Reading Rainbow, and he was like, no.
They're actually starting up on Reading Rainbow again. They're doing an iPad app now where it's like super interactive and it reads for you and all this other kind of cool
stuff.
I'm
not downloading it right now.
Are they the classic ones or the old ones?
No, yeah.
I think it's both.
You get old episodes plus the theme song. And he narrates books for you.
Oh my God, that's delightful. Mm-hmm. I love this.
I'm saying silently because I don't know what anyone's talking about.
Reading Rainbow. Oh, okay.
You never watched Reading Rainbow.
I don't think I have.
Kirby,
we don't even have Reading Rainbow.
Why don't you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
My name's Kirby Howell Baptiste. I am an actress or actor. I don't really know what you're meant to say. Is actress like an old thing and then you say actor?
We're all actors.
It really doesn't.
I think actor is the proper one.
The proper. Yeah. Well, then I must be proper. I'm from London.
Yes,
England.
Proper is important.
I moved out here 2 years ago to continue my journey. It's been going well so far. Some shorts, some commercials, some crazy podcasts.
Kirby is one of the most delightful people I've met. She's just a joy to be around.
Yeah, I am.
Our film festival with us. She was very patient with the craziness. That
Which was absolutely amazing. We did the 48 film festival, exactly. 48-hour film festival with these guys, and it was so much fun. I love it.
I loved working under pressure
and working with a great group. And, you know, I feel like with those things, it's so, so difficult that at least if you have fun with the people that you're doing it with, it's like, it's the best it can be.
And we
definitely had
a lot of fun.
We had a lot of fun, exactly.
And then we're also joined by your lover.
Sure. This guy.
Jonathan Marks, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name's Jonathan. I work for Aspen Comics. I do some of the drawings.
Illustrations.
I'm totally jealous.
It's fun. You know, I actually just started working with these guys pretty recently, and they're super cool, and they were willing to give me a shot, and so it's a lot of fun. I get to draw superheroes every day.
That's my awesome. My dream.
Childhood
if I could draw.
Fantasy.
We're very jealous of you.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So moving into the topic today, we'll be discussing, like I said, our favorite cartoons as children. I grew up watching an enormous amount of television and cartoons. I'm a child of the middle 80s to the 90s, and I was bombarded by some of the greatest animation out there.
Yup.
God, I
or
love
not, or sometimes
not
the
yes.
greatest animation.
Sometimes not at all.
Yeah.
No, everything was amazing in the 80s and 90s.
I've watched some of the cartoons I used to watch as a kid thinking like, oh, these were like the most fantastic things ever going. Why? Why did I think this was awesome?
I also think like when looking back, I realize how far animation has gone.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
Doug now, I was like, really?
Squiggle vision.
You can see all the squiggles and stuff like that, which I think is cool and endearing, but yeah.
But see, that's the thing. Animation has gone far, but I feel like this like the actual writing has kind of...
Well, in the case in America,
it
has...
Do you feel like the writing's regressed? Because I feel like it depends. I think cartoons have got... I think some of the cartoons for kids, I think we've moved into this new era, especially with Disney. Disney mm-hmm. does it a lot where it's like cartoons for both ages. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like cartoons, but the cartoons aren't anymore for kids. So there's like cartoons that have quite adult themes. You know what I mean? And I feel like, you know, like, I mean, like really, really adult cartoons going like to the right at the other end. I think, you know, obviously South Park and all those guys were like the beginning of that, like cartoons for adults. But even, you know, things like Up and that are like for kids, but
they
have
they're so
very,
somber and they have adult
very
themes.
Adult themes that
I feel like kids don't watch cartoons the way we used to watch cartoons.
I don't think that they're nearly as devoted nowadays. I think it's all the YouTubes internet streaming.
Those damn kids
in their video games.
I as a child was introduced fairly early on to Japanese animation, and a lot of the stuff over there is like crazy adult themes. Like they delve into some weird shit.
Yeah.
But on top of that, American animation, I feel, has evolved quite a bit comparatively. I mean, it used to just be very PC, very you had to follow a certain structure. It was aimed at a certain age demographic. It would be only shown during a certain time. And generally that was, as we know, Saturday morning cartoons.
Really? Yep.
Definitely.
I agree, because like I watch even not just animation, watching shows back now, like Pee Wee Herman that I grew up thinking was a kid's show, and them talking about Miss Muffin's muffins, and finally realizing they're not talking about her bacon.
Oh my goodness.
It's true.
It's so true. We watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We watched a rerun of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air with the lady who played Jackie Brown, and we, when we were younger, assumed that they would like had made out, but he slept with her.
No, yeah, totally.
And even Dinosaurs, which was a Disney show that I grew up watching, like violent, like beating up his dad. calling him not the mom.
Dark cartoon. Like,
trying to kill their grandmother. Like, I mean, I don't know.
No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
Oh, God. Soundbite crazy Frank.
Oh, Frank. He can't talk. He must do soundbite.
He must bite.
What is talk?
All right,
I'm dropping the podcast.
One of the earliest shows that I watched like religiously as a child was Rescue Rangers Chippendale. Have you seen that, Kirby?
I have not.
Oh my god. Do you have?
Oh, you're missing.
Or maybe describe it. Maybe I have. We did get a lot of American cartoons, but.
Chippendale's Rescue Rangers was
a detective agency
run by this group of rodents. It had Chippendale, who were
the plane.
They lived in a plane.
Yeah, awesome.
What was her name? Gidget or
Gadget?
Sorry, that's another thing. A Chippendale is not really a child friendly. Do you guys call male strippers Chippendales?
But they're Chippendales, but this is Chip and Dale.
Of course, but like clearly,
They're chipmunks.
Yeah.
And they were in earlier Disney animation. They were just characters in some of their early stuff. And then they decided to make a cartoon out of them, which this was during that period where they were basically rebooting all of their old stuff. Mm-hmm. They did this to Donald Duck and like his stuff. They gave him an uncle who was rich and his nephews.
I remember that.
They gave us from Tailspin, we took all of the Rudyard Kipling characters and they turned them into this new story, which admittedly, though usually... Tailspin. Oh,
that's
God. It was one of the greatest intros.
I remember my brother and I would come home from school every weekday, and from like 3 to 5, KCAL and I would show Chip and Dale's, mm-hmm. Darkwing Duck, DuckTales, and then Tailspin, and then they would like add a new cartoon in like every month, so it was like the weird Mighty Ducks cartoon.
Oh,
but
that was horrible.
Gargoyles came along and we lost our shit.
Admittedly,
we're like, this is so awesome.
Admittedly, Gargoyles was not one of my favorite.
No. What? What is
issues.
Wrong with you?
I just watched one recently. It's just as good.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I gotta rewatch it.
So dark, so gritty. It like holds up and all the jokes are there.
Like, Kirby, what about you? What kind of cartoons did you watch as a kid?
The cartoons I watched, some of the ones you guys know and some of them didn't. I used to watch, I was telling Jonathan about this, I watched a cartoon at home called Pingu. Did you guys ever get Pingu?
We have that on the PBS here.
Which I thought was I don't know if I was mistaken either. When I was a child, I assumed that it was in French, or if it used to be in French and then just became gobbledygook, mm-hmm. because he sort of was just like, rah, 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 and then he pissed everywhere. Like,
oh my God.
Don't you remember?
Yeah, I think
he
I recall that.
He used to just pee. He just had, he was an incontinent penguin. He would just pee everywhere, which is super weird. And I used to also watch a show called, was it called Barbar?
Babar.
You guys heard Babar. I called it Barbar, yeah.
I'm not even joking. My mother, when I was 5, made me a blanket, a Babar blanket. I still use that thing to
this
day.
It's so good. Oh my God. And what's the other? And Moomins. Nerd. Moomins was another one I watched. Do you guys know Moomins?
No. What was that?
They're a family. I think it's. Is it? I think we looked at, is it Swedish? I think it's Swiss or Swedish. But it was, I think it was like dubbed, and it was a family of, I think they were hippopotamus.
No, I never saw that one.
And a girl. And it was weird. Like, you know, there's always this like weird cartoon formula of like a load of men and one girl, like the Smurfs.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know,
that's kind of like the same deal with Chippendale, actually. There's okay. like one main girl.
It's a strange formula. But anyway, it was like that. And it was like a one girl. Maybe she had a family as well. I can't remember. But it was called Moomins. It's still really popular. And sometimes, I think it went all over the world, because you sometimes see bits and bobs, like Moomin bits and bobs in, when we've been down to Little Tokyo and mm-hmm. stuff, you see things like that. But I used to watch, yeah.
Did Moomins. You watch Madeline?
Oh my!
I was just
goodness.
Going to ask that.
I loved.
I watched
Madeline.
It both in French
I watched
and
it,
English.
Oh my God! And then they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, they
remember?
Totally did. It was cute.
I loved Madeline. Madeline was absolutely.
I
one
wanted
of my
to
favorite.
Go to that house.
And do you know what? One of the defining moments, I think, for cartoons with me was when my nan got cable finally, and we had like full-blown American cartoons, not just channels 1 through 4, but we had all these other channels. And I remember the Magic School Bus came along.
Yes!
And we changed my life. The Magic School Bus changed my life.
Please let this be a normal field trip.
No way.
It is never a normal field trip.
What?
You know what?
You spoiled it for me.
You know what my theory is? That they don't actually go anywhere. She just gets all the kids in, gasses them with LSD.
Like LSD or something.
And then they're just tripping out for the rest
yeah.
of the day.
She's like,
she's a lazy bitch. She's a lazy bitch.
I love Miss Frizzle, though. I wanted that teacher so badly.
Of course.
Oh, she was the coolest teacher ever.
But you always call me Miss Frizzle, and it makes me upset.
Why? I love Miss Frizzle.
You gas kids with LSD. What
yeah,
more do you want?
I called Miss Frizzle. It's just like when I was a little kid or like a teenager, and people used to call me Fraggle.
Oh, God, Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
Does that count?
What's Fraggle from?
Fraggle Rock was Fraggle a Rock. Jim
they
Henson.
They actually made it a cartoon, too.
It was a Jim Henson like puppet thing show along the lines of like the Muppets.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was about these Fraggles who lived in this magical world that was parallel to ours. It was underground.
Yeah. Yes, because we're outer space to them.
No, yeah, because yeah. there's giants in their world, yeah. and then there's like normal people in ours, and there's like a crack that they go through to get to it.
Yeah, we're silly people in outer space.
I love the
and
dozers.
They have this hair the that stands up.
And the heap.
Yes, the heap. The heap is the creepiest shit I've ever seen. It is like a Yiddish, crazy, transient, who just like screams and gives weird sayings.
Yeah.
Did you? Trash and stuff.
Did you guys ever watch like? Okay. My brother doesn't listen to this, so I can just out him, okay? He's like 30, still watches cartoons. Now he has an excuse. He has an excuse now. Like, he can be like, I have a 2-year-old daughter. It's okay. But we would watch, like, The Weekenders and Pepper Ann and Fillmore.
Oh, my goodness. Can I just tell you something? I was telling Jonathan all
Pepper
about The Weekenders, because we got The Weekenders.
I love The Weekenders.
But it's a song, right? Was it just one series, or maybe we only got one in England? Because I was literally
was
on the train talking about The Weekenders today.
Disney, for a time, had Disney Nickelodeon, I don't think they do it anymore, for a time, had this weird policy of 52 episodes and out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they only did 52 episodes of every show they did until they did like more live action stuff. So like Pepper Ann and Fillmore and all these all have 52 episodes, like, which is like 2-3 seasons,
right?
And then they're done,
because I don't think we even got all of that. I think we got one season. I feel like we didn't get all the seasons in England, but I remembered it because it was groundbreaking, because they changed outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was like the whole, you know, the whole theme of The Weekenders was that it was the
and
kids on the weekend and they changed.
They aged.
And I thought that was brilliant, and I couldn't believe that it didn't stick around, because
I don't think I ever seen it.
Must have been a lot of work.
Yeah, and Pepper Ann was the same way. She aged chronologically instead of like you know, so if you're just like, oh, I'm going to be 10 for like 25 years now. It was like, you know, oh, she had like a 13th birthday and everything. It was crazy.
But you know who else I think aged? Like maybe she, I don't remember if she, her age went up, but I feel like Kim Possible age. Her
Kim Possible age.
Her hairstyle changed.
My brother and I watched Kim Possible
she
went, too.
She started going out with Ron Stoppable. Like she grew into a young woman.
She graduated from high school.
Foxy young woman.
I got kind of creeped out by that relationship between her and Ron, actually.
I was always rooting for Ron.
I loved Ron.
It seemed almost incestuous to me.
I know, but you know, sometimes what you really want is right in front of you.
I've only seen a couple of them, and Ron always seems to have some new girl in his arm.
That's me. He's always pandering for Kim, though. He always wants Kim.
Yeah, but Ron had some hotties.
Girl one time.
Yeah. Admittedly, I've seen an enormous amount of pornography based off of both of them.
Oh my goodness gracious!
That's this podcast. One thing that I've noticed, and one thing that's undeniable, I'm not a big fan of Disney, but nobody can deny their influence. I mean, Disney has really changed animation and just completely brought it to the forefront.
I don't more or less think it's Disney. I think it's the animators they've employed, like Ollie Roberts and all these, and like Andreas. They've changed. They've brought new styles to animation that have changed, and people go,
Disney. Disney has brought those people, and Disney is such a huge. It's just like the animators that Marvel employs. Like they employ such wonderful illustrators, but they are part of Marvel, and Marvel will take, like, I think Disney obviously saw that talent and grabbed it and used it to hurtle them, you know what I mean, forward and change.
I don't particularly care for a lot of Disney stuff. They really opened up my eyes to full animated movies. One of the ones that really just like broke my heart how good it was Beauty and the Beast. I mean, oh my God. Yeah. Some of the cinematography and it's beautiful.
Have you seen it in 3D?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in 3D. I have no interest in seeing it in 3D.
It was interesting. Because it doesn't like stand up. Scene?
Of course.
It was still very pretty.
It was very pretty. Yeah. But you totally can tell the hand-drawn. Like, it's so obvious.
It's something that we're not so used to anymore, right. I think, yeah.
Does it not stand up because the computer graphics were so new and now they're kind of, like, archaic?
Maybe.
Because, like, Lion King was the same kind of...
Oh, God, I love Lion King as well.
Yeah.
I will say, like, most of the Disney cartoons, especially the newer stuff, I can't even watch it.
I can't even think of any right now.
They've gotten really...
Do you mean, like, the most recent animation, like Princess and the Frog?
Like, I did not like not Tangled, the movie before that with the Black Princess.
Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, the Princess and the Frog. I didn't care for it. I thought it was poor. I thought it wasn't the greatest.
You finally get a Black Princess and you don't like her.
I think it was good. I think it was a good film. Obviously, it was very political. Like, you know, the age of Disney animation, you know, at least that sort of cartoon animation has almost gone. We've moved on to, you know, Pixar and things like that. And I think people were sort of like, how could this whole thing come and gone over like 20 years?
Oh, no,
and
us
never have had, like, you know, we've had Mulan and Pocahontas, and there's never been a Black Princess. But I do think it was a good story. I really did enjoy it.
I will admit,
and
I liked the princess.
I think the music was great.
The music was good.
And the fact that it was set in New Orleans.
I found it boring.
Are you confused by the weird, is he French prince or not French prince? Because what really kind of
The only exciting thing to me was the super southern, like, blonde friend that she had that was super busty and excited.
I thought she was good, but I really, really, I thought the sort of Stagger Lee character, the bad guy, what was his name? But he was
the
Shadow Man, but he was sort of like Stagger Lee, you know what I mean? And I thought he was brilliant.
I love Tangled though. Tangled was
really.
Really, I found Tangled lackluster.
Really,
Watched that? Yeah, kind of.
I liked the character of Rapunzel because I felt like she was like so much like me because she'd be like, "I'm so excited to be outside. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm outside."
Yeah,
it was just so like right on with a lot of how we girls act sometimes. I love
bipolar.
That.
I feel like she was a little bit of the younger version of Fiona from Shrek. like before well, yeah. she like sacked up and become Fiona, you know? Yeah. I feel like she... But it's true. I think it was a real character. She was pretty complex, yeah. like the way she felt. And like, I did think her relationship with her mother was brilliant because obviously her mother was this like evil right. mother, whatever.
Stage
but,
mom.
Yeah, but exactly. Pushy parent. But it was brilliant that she still felt all this stuff and...
They're all kind of formulaic, really.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, if the princess is relatable, then it's a good film.
Yeah.
Then it's
and that was supposed to be, like, for the boys, wasn't it? Like, he was supposed to, like, the Flynn Rider character was supposed to be like,
he was so dreamy.
Now we've made this movie for boys. The boys can root for the hero kind
of
deal.
A certain type of boy.
I did not.
Like, I thought that was the whole big deal. Like, I never got that. I was like, this is really, like, feminine, like completely female-driven. I don't understand why you would market it as like, oh no, this is the boys' story. Yeah.
No,
I'm
not good at that.
I think I tend to prefer the true animation compared to like the computer generated animation that they do in that stuff. Like, I'm a big fan of Studio Ghibli. It's a Japanese studio company. They brought quite a bit to America. They've done like Howl's Moving Castle, Kiki's Delivery Service, My Friend Totoro. I mean, they are remarkable.
Spirited Away.
Oh god, so good. Mononoke Hime. Sorry, Princess Mononoke. It's
I haven't watched Poco Rosso. Or my neighbor.
If you guys have not
that
seen,
sounds like a Mexican dish.
But I have to.
If you guys have not seen Howl's Moving Castle, Howl's Moving Castle is probably one of the best stories, animation, gorgeous. Everything. It's gorgeous.
It's great. No, I was not in a career. It was a book that I read.
No, yeah, it was so
I
good.
Was in I don't know how young, like a little dude. And then I don't know when the film came out, but it was pretty recently, and I was so excited, and I saw it's. Unbelievable.
Even though it's a different story from the book, but it was like two still, different worlds. Yeah, it's wonderful. Because so like in the book, it's actually a completely different parallel dimension that's next to our world. And like she journeys to our world at one point. Yeah. And it's a little different, but still it's basically.
I like it too because it incorporates all these other mythologies like the Baba Naga.
Oh yeah.
The, you know, walking house, witch woman kind of thing.
It does have a lot of European mythology in it. Yeah. I've always been a huge fan of Ghibli, Studio Ghibli in general. One of my dreams, I'm not certain if you guys are familiar, Holst did this series of symphonies called The Planet Suite, and they're super epic and they're wonderful. I want Studio Ghibli to do a Fantasia-esque to a full orchestra.
Oh. Did you guys see the second Fantasia?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Really?
I did.
It was good.
I have it on DVD.
Fantasia 2000?
Yeah.
Fantasia, I did see Fantasia.
Why have they not done a new one?
I don't know if people care.
I want one now.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Fantasia 3D.
But,
I just want to smoke a ton and go see Fantasia.
If it was in 3D, I'd see it.
But you know it will
I think
be.
They did. Didn't they re-release it in 3D like a couple years?
Did they?
I don't think so. Or else I would have seen it.
But I think Disney's trying to change it up with the princesses. If anybody saw Brave. Yup.
Saw what? I'm sorry, Frank. Sound clip, Joe.
Brave.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it. Too much about it. We didn't see it. We were desperate to see it, and we never saw it in the cinema.
It didn't change up anything. It's completely the
same. It does look like they've. Well, I do think obviously Disney had to change their princesses with like socially and politically how the idea of women changed, because obviously initially the princesses had like a little spirit of like being. You know, a little wanting to be independent, but always sort of needing the man and needing someone to rescue them. And then it changed. Like you say, like, I mean,
and
I haven't seen Brave,
they
but
weren't original.
Tangled and things like that. Right.
The only
well,
thing
I'm not going to ruin it, but this has been said a lot. It's basically not about finding a man.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie is not about finding a man. It's about her.
Which I felt like Disney started to change with, and I know she did find a man, but Mulan, which is one of my favorite Disney.
I did enjoy it.
She did find a man.
She did find a man, but I also felt like she found a man not on her quest to find a man, which I think was unique because a lot of the Disney films, they were sort of trying to find it. I think it was brilliant that she found that she was doing what was right for her family and what she could do to protect her family. And, you know, in the process, she found a man. Obviously.
Something we haven't brought up, but it was a huge, I know, like, huge influence on most people is Don Bluth Studios was really big animation-wise and animation style. And you can tell a Don Bluth cartoon the moment you see it. And that's what I love about it is I know all dogs go to heaven, and I know heavy metal.
I actually really
and
did
pop
not like
and,
all dogs.
And all that
I
stuff.
I hated it.
I know I that's like, Don Bluth. Really
like you're a Don Bluth cartoon.
I thought All Dogs Go to Heaven was probably, it made me want to kill myself. It made me want to kill myself. It was depressing. It was terrible. They tried to do a second movie. It was horrible as well.
I can understand why you would hate the second movie.
But I'm not, story-wise, regardless of that.
No, but the animation,
beside that fact, the animation is, it's like Disney. You know a Disney movie. You know the animators that are on it. You know it. Like, I can tell, it's just because of, I guess, how I grew up, that I know Little Mermaid is Andreas, and I know that, you know, like Princess and the Frog has some of him in it. Like, you can tell the animator's style once you get a hold of him, and that's why I'm saying it's undeniable. Like, you can, I like that fact that you could just tell.
I definitely like that you can get the look and the style of different artists as you look at different series. One of my favorite series nowadays is Avatar: The Last Airbender and
Avatar.
Legend of Korra. And albeit some of that is heavily influenced by like Japanese animation.
That's Korra too, right?
Yeah, they're the same
people. Yeah.
Woo!
Oh.
Earth.
Don't mind the sound bite.
Fire. Air. My grandmother used to tell me stories.
Everything
about
epic
the
turns
earth.
You on.
It is
on.
I know. One of the best
Avatar,
series ever.
Avatar, I try to tell people, like a crazy person,
no, yeah,
is not only one of the best animated series, like, that
series,
I've seen.
Period.
It's one of some of the best writing, TV writing, I've seen in so long. The series, I am, as I've just learned, a binge watcher. You know,
same.
When you watch it all on Netflix.
Marathon watch.
And I was very late to Avatar, and Jonathan introduced me to it, and I watched it. I was actually so happy that I was late to it, because had I had to wait a week to see an episode like I did with Korra since I caught up, it would have been painful. I loved it so much. I was so invested in the characters, in the stories. They were real. They were relatable. It's mind blowing. I would implore any and everyone to watch Avatar.
To me,
the
movie was horrendous.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch.
You know, this
don't watch the movie. Don't ruin it for yourself.
Not related to that, but I know exactly what you mean by that, because this has nothing to do with cartoons. But if anybody out there is interested in watching some good television, watch The Newsroom and Veronica Mars.
Well, no,
they're
like
awesome.
Both there's
I have
some.
Not seen.
There's That's amazing writing out there, but with Avatar, they have done such a good job of, one, developing a unique animation style. Their style is quite unique today. I mean, it's been tried in some other stuff, but not nearly as successfully as them, because it's beautiful, it's well choreographed.
The editing is incredible.
The editing, the cinematography for that series. They, to me, those people are the future of modern animation.
I hope they are, because honestly, the things I saw in Avatar, I watched Avatar on my laptop in my front room. You know what I mean? I didn't watch it on a big screen. I didn't even watch it on a TV. And the things I saw their creativity with the martial arts and the effects could rival anything I've seen in the cinema. Any of like special effect film I've seen in the cinema. It's incredible. The way they draw upon all these martial arts. It's just so well thought out. The researchers do
Both
a brilliant
of you
job.
Have seen Korra, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so that opening scene with the snow flowing and it's dark and they're like going to look for the Avatar. It's the first like couple minutes and it's just the snow billowing in the blizzard. It was so pretty. It reminded me of like Ghibli's animation style. It was so deep and so well done.
Yeah.
It was, oh.
Series disappointed.
That series disappointed. That,
you didn't like it?
I liked it.
Oh my
I enjoyed
God, no,
it.
I loved
liked
it.
I think Korra was like,
I think there's a lot more.
I think she was a great ballsy girl. I enjoyed Korra. I think her downfall. I enjoy Korra, but I feel like they gave her they chopped her legs by making her so dependent on this man, and like it made
Admittedly.
It it made it sort of like she's a strong woman, but ultimately she has to get the guy reach her full potential. But I also think the story was just not. It was not like.
You were saying, Jonathan?
Well, just the strength of the Airbender series. Mm-hmm. Is that they were so long, and so you could like you invested years into watching all these guys grow and you were emotionally invested in all this stuff. And with Korra, it was too...
It was rushed.
Honestly.
It started and I was so excited because the animation was even better than...
I know, it's so good.
And the story was fascinating with the, you know, the Chewbacca's and this. And it was terrifying. Actually terrifying.
I think that it's... there's so much more, though. There's so much more.
They're doing two series.
I heard that they were going to do three.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's what I've been hearing, that they're going to do a full story, but that this was just the first part.
But I feel like they, like... Like in the other, in the original Airbender, it was the story that developed and was allowed to continue through series. And Korra, it was almost like, I don't know if they knew they were going to do more because it felt like it was going and going. You didn't know what were these chi blockers, how do they do it? And you had all these ideas and you looked on forums and the fans had such great ideas. And then all of a sudden, it was like a rushed Christmas present. They were like, oh shit, I need to buy it from somewhere. So they bought something from a petrol station and wrapped it up really quickly.
Actually,
it was like, they just wrapped this series up and then handed it to you and was like, oh, they're actually blood thing.
What? I have they were don't ruin it. I have two things actually to say about Korra. One, I am surprised how much I like the fans of the Avatar series. Like, usually I hate fans. They make me furious. But the fans for the Avatar series seem to be, one, super respectful.
Quite intelligent.
Quite intelligent. Mm. And they love the series and they don't want it to get abused and they don't try to push it and they don't try to say, you have to do it this way. They're patiently waiting. It's wonderful. I love them.
I think the writers have been given that liberty because they did such a good job in the first one that people are like, I just want to see what you do.
The thing with the first season of Korra, I think, yes, they tied up a lot of loose ends at the end. But here's the thing. With the first series, it was really all about Aang journeying, learning his styles. It was introduction to the world. We know that. We don't want the same story with Korra. We're going to, what, really? I honestly would be disappointed if the entire story was her learning styles. No, I'm happy that they have it. And I feel that in the next series that there's so much more they're going to open up. So the world is huge. The world is massive.
The world is huge.
I just think that they could have...
The world is huge, kids.
Like, dragged, huge. They could have had that one...
Amon.
His name now. Yeah, they could have had Amon throughout three or four seasons.
I feel that there is something way worse on the horizon.
But it was such a good... I don't know. I mean, I don't want to ruin it for anyone who hasn't watched it, but the...
Sorry, I already ruined it.
Spoiler alert.
Forums, some of the things that these people were writing were so good. There were such great ideas, and then I felt like the way that it does end is disappointing.
I will admit that it felt a little disappointing at the end, but... like I said, I feel that it's going to open up to so much bigger
stuff.
I also
feel like it didn't do justice to the character of Amon either, the way it was wrapped up, because I remember the episode where she challenged him and went to the island. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Is it Avatar Island?
Yeah,
and that episode terrified me. Like, it was...
Oh,
like,
no, it was
like
epic.
It was happening to me. It was epic. And then for Amon to have such power and be so terrifying, the way it ended for me was... It doesn't do it justice if you're bad. Yeah, it's anticlimactic. If your bad guy all of a sudden is like, oh, he's this easy to defeat. It sort of undermines the terror that you had before. It just...
On the subject of modern animation, another one of my favorite shows out right now is Archer.
Like Archer?
Yeah, out of this conversation forever now.
Oh, well, I have a weird random question that I thought of when I stepped outside. Was there, when you guys were kids, did you want to, like, be a cartoon character? Because I remember thinking that April from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I didn't realize she was a cartoon character.
Awesome.
And I told my mom, when I grow up, I'm going to be April. I'm going to be this reporter, like, live with turtles under the sewer. It's going to be so cool.
Want to be
you were
going to
skin
character?
Her, wear her skin, like, and then live like her?
No, is that like, what you're talking about? I didn't, like, at the age of five, I didn't have the concept that she was not a real person.
It was like reality TV, like you're watching someone's actual
so I was
life.
Like, oh my gosh, she's the coolest person in the world.
I did have that concept, and I wanted to be Michael Jackson and She-Ra.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Hard to top. Can I piggyback on your idea, actually? Because on the way here, I said to Jonathan, I said, just a hypothetical, if you could live in any cartoon world and live that way, which cartoon would you live in?
Tough.
And then the second part of that question is, in what world would you live in relation to the characters? As in, like, I would want to go out with this person, so I would choose this world. Because
it's so tough.
Because I was saying to Jonathan, if you pick something like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, that's a stressful life.
That is a stressful life. You're going to be attacked every day. There's terrorist attacks everywhere.
Yeah.
But I also thought I could be Penny. Like, I thought I could have like a cool
Inspector
like
Gadget.
Like cool uncle that was like made of gadgets.
That, oh yeah.
I was just like, I totally enemy. Didn't understand.
Need a soundbite for that one.
I love
there you
the,
go. There's a soundbite.
But that's the yeah. You're right. It's like you have to if you're figuring like what cartoon reality you want to live in. Then you gotta factor in all the crazy shit that goes on in that reality.
I'm okay with being She-Ra. I'm okay with having a pink like, castle. I'm okay with having a Pegasus.
Honestly, cool. No doubt, I would live in like Invader Zim land all the time.
Oh wow!
Like if
yes.
my neighbor was like some crazy robot dog, and my sister was Gaz, and like my best friend was like Dib, I would totally
such
live in that world.
Organs.
Mine's right? really boring, but I maybe would live in Recess. I mean, it's like
Recess is okay. Recess.
That's a calm life, guys.
I would live in Avatar. I would totally be.
That's true. Yeah. Actually, you know, if I was going to be any cartoon character, I'd be Toph.
Oh, God. And I would just worship you because yeah. Toph is the
Toph
coolest
is
character
I'd
ever.
I'd be Toph.
So maybe, yeah, maybe I'd live in Avatar. Monsters. That's what I want.
Well, I am from that.
All real monsters.
Am I one of the monsters or am I one of the people that they scare?
You actually did the hands.
I'm looking at,
you did the hands like
I'm holding my eyes up.
You're holding your eyes.
That's so funny. You know, R.O. Monsters, I guess, is Monsters, Inc., isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it basically is, kind of. Wow.
Kinda, you know?
I don't think
I want to live in, like, a Rugrats land.
No, okay.
Like, where babies are just outsmarting me all the time. What the fuck is up with that?
It wasn't terrible. It just went on too long.
Yeah, and they grew up. They had, like, a whole series.
Yeah, that was weird when they became like when they because they already had so much sense as a child that it seemed weird like where could they go from there.
I also liked As Told by Ginger. Ooh, I would live in As Told by Ginger land.
I thought that was the most like ridiculous show actually. I was like this preteen shit.
Just stop talking.
Wait, have you guys seen Hey Arnold?
Wait, I was talking about, what was the one that you said?
As Told by Ginger.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. So Hey Arnold, it was okay. It was, like he had the football head. It was interesting.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Do you remember that guy who used to go behind stand behind Helga?
They were gonna make another series from it. I'm not even joking. I was gonna say
you're friends with Franny.
It was called the Pataki's, and it was basically following Helga, and it was this super depressive series in the future where Helga and Arnold separated. Like at the end they got together and then they break up and years later
like,
it's her no like they were dating I guess.
Oh, okay.
And then they separate and she now lives super depressed and super somber and didn't make the series
because that's
like old Daria and no one
that's
wants
the only reason.
When you're young you're angsty, when you're old you're just bitter.
Oh, Daria was so good.
Like high school was shit and I don't want to live through high school again.
So let's change gears a little bit. So one of the things that we do with every guest is we have them play some games with us here and we ask them some questions.
We might ask Nick questions too.
Ask me some questions too, but Hey Arnold, I think that was one of the last good Nickelodeon cartoons. And
well,
then
Avatar.
After that everything got kind of crappy.
For a while, yeah.
Yeah. Also, do you guys remember like Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain? What was that other show where it was like kind of historical? Was it
Hysteria?
That one was good.
Was so great.
That was so goofy. That was a good one.
One of my favorite characters.
Animaniacs was great.
One of my favorite characters from any series was Miss Information from Animaniacs, and she just constantly says lies. She's just like. She was the guide. I'm Miss Information.
We're walking.
And this here is the Louvre where they print money. It was wonderful.
Good idea, bad idea.
Yes.
They had a great, Hysteria had like an Ed McMahon character that just went, hey-o! Like all the time. And had like a I don't understand. It was the craziest children's cartoon, but it was.
Do you know what we haven't touched
upon,
which I just realized seeing Anastasia's lunchbox is Scooby Doo.
Of course.
Oh.
I mean, I don't have a Scooby Doo.
The worst cartoon ever. I'm sorry.
No, get out of here.
I hated Scooby Doo. I hated it. I'm sorry.
Why?
I just.
On your face.
I never really liked it. You know, I just could, like. Scooby and I did remember Shaggy Doo when he came in. That kind of like changed it a little bit for me. But what Scooby Doo's guy, the
guy. Scrappy.
Sorry, yeah. But Shaggy, they kind of just annoyed me a lot. Even as a child, they really, really annoyed me.
That makes me feel angry.
It does make
me
feel angry.
You know, one of our Halloween costumes is this Scooby Gang.
Yeah. I mean, it's really funny because now I feel like maybe now when I've watched things like this and they're like great characters to dress up as, great characters to be, and they're like great characters, but all together when I was a kid, I just couldn't get on board with it.
I think it's because it's a little dated. The 70s versions are a little dated.
I kind of like Daphne, but I always was like, I feel bad for her. Like, she does everything. She's so smart, and she never really gets anywhere. And it kind of, maybe it was
Velma.
Daphne was the hot one.
Yeah. Daphne was the slut, like all the guys after her.
And I'm playing Daphne in the Scooby Gang. That's okay. Sounds awesome.
That's what it is. I think maybe I was projecting, and I felt like Daphne was a slut. So
Daphne, really? I think you'd be more Daphne because you're slut. She's a slut. You just called her a prolip. I hated it. Didn't she have like a boyfriend? She had a lot of boyfriends. I think they just passed her around the van. Did they? I think so. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I loved Scooby-Doo as a kid. I hated Courage the Cowardly Dog because I thought that it was... When I first watched it, I just saw dog and like supernatural shit. I was like, this isn't Scooby-Doo. I hate you.
So let's get back to the questions that we were going to ask you.
Sorry, no problem.
That happens a lot on this show.
Yup.
So we'll do awkward questions with you first, since that's always fun.
Oh, righty.
So, Rachel, why don't you start?
Okay. So, I don't know if you guys have one car you share or two cars, but my question is, how many bodies do you think you can fit in the trunk of your car?
Funny story.
I love it.
No, we do share a car.
Careful what you say. People may be listening. Yeah. People are listening.
We have fit bodies in our car before. We do share a car.
I know we can only fit one because Jonathan had to... Well, maybe two if we do that Jennifer Lopez, George Clooney terrible film Spoon Squash. Remember that one when they're in the boot?
Oh, yeah. Like out of sight?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Maybe we can fit two. You've been in the boot before.
It's a tight fit back there.
Guys, I tell you, the Solara looks spacious, but it's not.
We have the Solara. I just noticed the other
day. Granny sports car.
Like, it's hard to explain. Like, if you find yourself in the back, in the trunk, with the door closed and locked, there's actually a glow-in-the-dark release thing.
They're required to put those on a lot of cars.
I've never seen them before.
They're required in case you get locked in your trunk?
Well, I thought it's such, like, you know, that's so considerate.
So that's very nice kidnapped. Of them.
We live in this kind of world where that is necessary.
Nick, why how many bodies could you fit in a trunk of a car?
Don't worry about that, Anastasia. That's for another show.
I think it depends on the size of the trunk, no?
Yes.
Maybe like...
Or the car you drive. I mean, some sedans, like a Honda Civic, has a very spacious trunk.
I have a friend who has a Prius. That is a spacious car.
Yeah.
Deceptively spacious.
Like two or three people, I think, is the most... Probably two people is the most you could fit in a trunk.
I don't know. I could probably fit like five in mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yes. You can chop them up.
If you What
if you chop them up?
No, we said that the rule is whole bodies.
Whole bodies,
but if you need to, like, you know, chop make some space,
Stacey,
dismemberment.
Why don't you ask your question?
Oh, okay. What's the nerdiest fantasy you've ever had or played out?
Sexual fantasy?
It can be.
It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
It has to be.
In your case.
And it has to be slow.
Describe it.
Detail it.
I don't know. I can't really.
Kirby.
The nerdiest fantasy I've ever played out. Mine are probably so tame. The nerdiest fantasy I've ever played out. Jeez. If only you guys emailed us these questions in advance, we'd prepare.
No, that's not the point.
I want to think. Oh, I do think the nerdiest thing was maybe I thought at one stage that maybe I could somehow fall in love with Tarzan and go into his world. And I kind of really wanted that to happen. And I kind of sit in school. I remember I think in like year 9 and sort of fantasize about what it would be like to move in with Tarzan.
We have that
way. That might be the nerdiest.
Yeah.
It was kind of a weird obsession for a little while, actually. It's like trying to be Tarzan. He's a great man. He's outdoorsy.
Please, thank you.
He's strong.
He is.
He's
very strong. She would be his Jane. That's cute.
Tarzan Jane.
That's adorable.
Rugged. My type.
Jungle Tight.
So, Brink, why don't you ask your question?
You didn't even answer.
We'll come back. We'll give him some time.
All right.
This really just goes to Jonathan, I think, this question.
No. And you both have to answer it without thinking. Quickly. How long is it? They are flabbergasted.
Can I say, my instinct was to say 4 inches. No, I just needed a number. And I was like, 4 inches, 4 meters. Don't know why number four was in my mind. Four for anything. 4 yards. Yardstick.
4 yards.
4 yards.
4 yards.
Okay. Jonathan, fantasy.
I don't know. I can't think. I do have a memory of when I was a lot younger, and I think it must have been in like the early days when we got a computer, and you could print things off. And, geez, this is kind of awful. But
this is awkward.
I printed a picture of. Do you read comics or not? Of the Enchantress from the Thor comics?
Yeah.
And I printed this like I think it was a Boris Vallejo painting of the Enchantress, and my mom came in and was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is super weird. I was like, no, it's because she's a...
It's totally art, Mom.
I want to know how to draw it.
From Thor, and I have all these Thor, like, toys, and so she's got to be there, and I was, like, coming up with it on the spot.
She got you printing
off. Wait.
Your mother knew.
Jacked off to it and threw it away. So it was terrible.
You printed off a picture of her?
Why not?
Full color. On the old printer.
I imagine it's a full size cutout.
Do you remember the old printers that had like the size? Yes. The whole punch size.
That was part of the fantasy for me.
The binary code.
Hey, Nick. How long is it?
I would say, hopefully, the average size of most, which should be what?
It's 4 inches, I think.
No, it's like two.
That was before I met you.
It's 2 inches, dude. It's
2 inches.
Too many. What is the average size?
I think it runs anywhere between 5 to 6.
Are we talking about what we think we're talking about? Because sometimes I'm slow.
It's just a question.
25 meters is a standard English swimming pool, I think.
People have answered it differently. Somebody answered like 4 hours. So, you know.
Excellent answer.
All right, so Kirby, Jonathan, if you could try human meat and no one would know about it, would you?
Yes.
That was quick.
That was definite.
I've toyed with this idea since about 13 years old. I'm
wonderfully decadent.
No. Definitely not.
Why not?
Well, almost definitely not. Because there's too much like bad voodoo that's going to turn into some demon or zombie or Wendigo or something.
Poltergeist.
So that's all of our questions. We actually asked Nick that question last week and he said no. So. He said in a
last. Open your mind, Nick.
See, women are more.
I don't know, man. I guess I would, but it just seems so bizarre to eat another human. So let's just talk about cartoons again.
Yeah. I think instead of talking about cartoons, now we're going to talk about Battle Royale.
Again.
That's right.
This turned me on slightly.
Battle Royale is our movie of the week. A month.
Month, actually.
Yes, month. I don't know time. It is a dire story about a group of students taken to a small island. And now they have to fight to the death.
You mean a group of little brats that are being taught a lesson?
They were not brats.
For you silly people out there, it's Hunger Games, but better.
It is not Hunger Games.
It's Hunger Games. It's Running Man. It's
Running Man?
No, not Running Man.
It's the dance move,
it's
the Running Man.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he is put on TV and meant to fight for his life is called Running Man.
Admittedly, I was prepared to put the collars on all of you guys today.
Whoa. Bring it on.
That, once again, is a different show.
No, that is this show.
That's exactly
that is entirely this show. I think you are very different conception of what the show is.
Battle Royale, I find an entertaining idea because I hate children. So I like the idea of tossing them, recording, watching them all slaughter each other, just giving them random things to kill.
You like Lord of the Flies.
Lord of the Flies.
Loved when Piggy died. I thought it was so cool.
Oh my god, you bastard.
Cut his throat.
He cut his throat. throat. Kill
oh
him.
My god! That was a great. I think such
that,
a wanker.
I mean, that's obviously. I feel like, you know, obviously battle royales sort of come from Lord of the Flies. That is. Brilliant.
I think that idea of children fighting to the death is both terrifying on a just a fundamental level, because their childhood is supposed to be innocent.
Yeah.
And to put them in this situation where they're acting, one, so adult, and two, doing some like really graphic stuff,
yeah,
it's jarring. It's
not that far-fetched, though, too.
No, because, no, it's not.
Like,
I think we should do it to this youth.
Definitely. Because little kids are like, they're not so far removed from animals.
I think that they're evil.
Like they've got, but there's that sort of instinct there. Like if you put them on a desert island, they're not going to know not to go kill each other.
Mm. Well, that's the whole point of Lord of the Flies, is that when shit goes down, you know what to do.
Well, we're all animals, but I feel like it's true. You haven't had all the years of like, I mean, if you put. It's true. If you put a bunch of 30-year-olds on an island and you put a bunch of 10-year-olds on the island, like I feel like eventually they'll act the same. Like the 30-year-olds will be, but there'd be a lot more thinking about it and a lot more conspiring and this and the other. But when you're 10, it's like this guy. You know, I think it would be so much more sort of instinctive and kind of.
I guess, but I feel like the movies like Descent, where you get a whole bunch of women trapped in a cave and they go crazy.
I actually love that scene. I love that scene.
I mean. When they're down there, all the crap that has happened in their life between each other comes out, and they're like, "Bitch, I'm gonna kill you."
Basically,
I don't like you anyway.
It's basically like they get super catty, and then they just kill everyone in the room. Everyone dies in a firefight. It's wonderful.
It's like that South Park episode where they leave a whole bunch of the parents in the gym for like an hour, and they start eating each other. I love
the idea in Battle Royale that it's this kind of super game, and that there's rules to it, and you can't be in certain zones, and
even
that
though they break their own rule in the first.
I mean, what are you going to do?
You say, girls can only bring their personal effects. Everybody brings their personal effects. I'm sorry, you guys. Go back and edit that. That is crazy. It bothered me.
It happens. Boys have needs, too.
No. It's a girls only.
They brought their fleshlights.
Fleshlights are not a need.
On the same page.
It is on par to tampons, okay?
No.
You need them.
Ugh, fleshlights, just give me the heat. Sorry.
I'm buying you one.
By the way, if you haven't seen Battle Royale yet, watch the director's cut. It's much better.
Yeah, let me ask you guys. If you are in that situation, let's say somehow we all, maybe together, we're in a battle royale situation.
I'd kill you first, Cisco.
Nope, I'm sorry. You would be dead.
You probably would be dead.
Do you think one? Yeah, we would eat you.
We need an easy feed, first of all.
I'd kill all you bitches. I am scrappy, shin level, and I will beat you all.
But you have tiny legs. You can't run that fast.
She bit my ankle.
Leg sweep you. You'd be down.
So let me ask you, if you were in that situation, one, do you think that you would live? To the end, and two, if not, how long do you think you would
survive?
Is it
only the people in the
room?
Don't
you think that I feel
well, no,
like
it's going to be a bunch
like
of other people?
Everyone thinks that they would live.
I think I would do well.
I have actually thought about this from reading The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. I actually did was like, if I was in this situation, who would I be like, you know, sly and foxy, and I'd be like, you're probably right. I probably like would like kill a first few people and then be like, oh, fuck this shit, and just. Die.
I think someone
like,
would
I want
get
out
you.
Of yeah. this world. This is torturous. Ugh.
I'd
be
like
dead.
We'd all team up for a while against the other cliques.
Of
and
course.
Then,
that's a smart
Oh, God, Stacey, I would never turn my back
on
you.
I would definitely survive, but. That cockiness, I feel like...
It's what gets you killed.
It's what would get me killed, but it's also, even in that, like, I almost want to believe it more than I do, because I know how excited I get with just, like, games, and, like, I get so excited, and then, like, you know when you do those theater games, and you're, like, hotspot, and you're, like, oh, my gosh, and I feel like in the beginning, I'm, like, I'm so good, I'm going to dominate, and then when I get... on the hotspot, it's so hard for me. I get so excited and so panicked all at the same time.
I'm just not competitive.
So I feel like that would be, that is not the case. I'm so competitive.
Yeah, I'm just not.
And I'm already paranoid enough. I already think everybody's going to try to kill me anyway, so I'm going to kill everybody.
I think I would take the Mitsuko strategy and just, like, be an outward slut. And then when everyone thinks that, like...
Frank! I mean, share that role.
No.
Thank you.
Well, that's why I'm getting you first.
If we're going Hunger Games, I'd be the girl, the little black girl. I would just hide in trees for a long time.
That's what I was thinking. I'd be like, I'd be Rue-ish, but I don't know.
I'd be like, I would wait it out.
Rue-ish.
You're Rue-ish.
Yeah, but she doesn't make it, though.
No, she
doesn't. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
she died because she joined forces with the other girl. The other girl brought her down. That is why. If she stayed in the tree, she would have been fine.
I don't know. I think that she would have died in the end regardless. I think someone would get her. If I was in the battle royale situation or even the Hunger Games, I think that I would last a very long time. I can be quite vicious when I need to and crafty. So I would probably be in the last four.
Our team would be to reckon with, I think. Think we would.
Yeah.
Take down quite a few.
Well, now that we know that we'd totally be Battle Royale stars, I think that we'll move to our game to close our episode. Yeah. With every guest, we play Murder, Fuck, Kill. Well, no, Mary, Fuck, Kill.
Mary, Fuck, Kill.
Because I don't know how to talk.
Kill is so kill.
You have to kill two of them. Well, it's Hunger Games edition.
Yeah. Kill, kill.
Wait, so it's Mary, Fuck, Kill.
Mary, Fuck, Kill. So let's have you draw some names out of our box. You can put in Stacey's box.
Touch her box.
We'll start with Jonathan, actually.
Jonathan.
So go ahead, Jonathan. Reach into her box.
Should I take all three at once?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Do I just read it out?
Yep, go ahead. Who do you have?
I have Jonah Hex, Miss Marvel, and Power Girl.
Ooh.
That's a good bunch.
That's a good
nice.
Bunch.
Well, all right. So obviously Jonah Hex you got to kill. Because what else are you going to do with Jonah Hex?
Fuck.
I don't know. I might marry Jonah Hex.
You don't want me taking skin all over you? Come on.
You put a bag over his face.
Table. No, come on. Well, I mean, I think we're coming at it from different angles.
Very different angles.
Very different angles.
That's an easy one because Cowboy's got to go. And then it's marry or fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's the one that who's sluttier?
Power Girl. Power Girl.
Power Girl. Power Girl.
You're gonna fuck her.
You got her. What else are you gonna do? I mean, like she's basically asking for it when she goes out and fights.
Yeah, I know. Look at that outfit.
She's like, asking
her superhero is just an oval, like in the middle of her chest.
Do you think that defense works in a rape against her? She was asking for it.
Oh God, Cisco.
Oh my God. Only you would think of that.
I don't think you can rape Power Girl.
I wonder.
She would beat you to death with
her
boobs.
She would keggle you off.
That can't actually happen. You can't beat people to death with boobs.
Have you
tried?
So I take it you're going to marry...
And then marry Miss Marvel. Yeah.
That's a good choice.
She'd take care of you, too.
Yeah, she's very nice.
I feel like I probably wouldn't have to work.
She's pretty.
And she's super pretty.
So, Kirby, your turn.
Okay, let me pick my three.
So, here we go, reaching into the box again.
Okay.
So who did you get?
Okay, I got Kirby, which I presume isn't me, but...
That would be the Nintendo
it's
Nintendo
Kirby, right?
He sucks well.
Kirby, Nightcrawler.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh. And then Iron Man / Tony Stark. Okay, so I'm going to kill Kirby, naturally. Of course.
Weird,
it's weird, I know, I killed myself. It's a pink fluffy... What do I want? Bye.
Adorable. Okay,
adorable, but I don't need it. And this is so difficult. Okay, so then I've got to marry one and fuck the other. Because my instinct would be to marry Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, money.
But I would love Nightcrawler babies.
I think that, like...
Plus, Nightcrawler could, like, teleport
having
you
sex
places.
With
okay,
Nightcrawler?
I'm going to... I could teleport and rob a bank, so I'd have the money. Okay, I got it. So I'm going to fuck Iron Man.
I would marry him. Truth be told.
Nightcrawler kids,
they're going to be able to poof.
Yeah,
out of
I got guys. It's, it can't
them,
be.
Right?
You know, it can't be about the money.
Tony
I'm gonna
Stark
fuck
is going to make
Man.
You a teleporter.
I know. Tony Stark is like great. I'm going to fuck him. He's cocky. I'm sure it'll be good.
I think he'd be.
But that. Nightcrawler, listen. It's not all about the money. Nightcrawler, we would have great. Thing babies. And also we would live so happily. He'd be like a weird freak, but we could go wherever he wanted. And so I'm gonna marry Nightcrawler.
Okay. Aww. I find that acceptable, and I feel that sex with Nightcrawler would actually probably be really hot.
I bet.
Yeah.
We could have like sex all over the place.
I imagine
he'd be like, now we're in the Caribbean.
You can have
now
sex like eagles do, where they go really, really high, they clasp up onto each other, and then just fall. And
you
then right before the second.
This. Did you get this one time?
No. But I have.
No, but we've had this discussion
this
before. Show,
like, think about stupid things like that.
Alrighty, guys. So it looks like that's the end of our episode.
Before we go, though, next month's in time for Halloween. Next month's movie is going to be Idle Hands with Devon Sawa and Seth Green. What happens when a zombie hand attacks you and your friends? Find out.
So, closing plugs for the show. Everyone, go and check out Jonathan Marks' artwork. He's on jonomarks.deviantart.com. You can also see him on jonomarks.blogspot.com. Really fantastic artwork. Really, really impressive. Yes. Of course, Kirby, is there anything you'd like to plug?
No, I'm going to continue to plug Jonathan Marks, JonoMarks at DeviantArt. His art is absolutely wonderful. I am also, if you would like to come and see me in live action, I'm doing my UCB graduation show. It's on Saturday. I'm just graduating 101, so I'm a baby. I'm a fledgling. Saturday, 6th of October at 2:30.
And then remember, everybody, go and follow us on Twitter and follow us on Facebook. Our Twitter is...
Awkward Convo Pod.
So go ahead and do that now. Make us happy and check us out next week.
Where we will be talking about Halloween.